Immanuel.
Zwanzigster Weltjugendtag, Köln 2005.
The countdown to Cologne. The 20th World Youth Day, Cologne, Germany.
There is now only 1 week to go to Cologne 2005. From his summer residence high in the Roman hills, Pope Benedict XVI looked forward this Sunday to the 20th World Youth Day, his first apostolic voyage as St. Peter's successor to the heart of his homeland, Germany.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, migliaia di giovani stanno per partire o sono già in viaggio verso Colonia per la 20ª giornata mondiale della gioventù.
Pope Benedict said that the whole church has been spiritually mobilized to live this extraordinary event. He spoke of the thousands who are converging on the city of Cologne, the young Catholics of the world, under the theme, "We have come to adore Christ." The Pope reflected on the concept of adoration.
Ma che significa adorare?
It is not an antiquated concept, he said, but it is a means of expressing our heartfelt gratitude for the presence of God in our lives.
Cioè il suo riconoscimento della presenza di Dio, creatore e signore dell'universo.
Because it is only by adoring him and loving him, he added, above all others, that we can fully realize ourselves.
Immanuel.
The festivities for World Youth Day 2005 get underway Monday, August 15th and run for an entire week, culminating in the celebration of Sunday Mass in the Sittingen's Marienfeld in the presence of Pope Benedict. Indeed, the Holy Father touches down in Germany Thursday 18th, and among the many appointments during his four-day visit to the country, the Pope will preside over the symbolic procession of the World Youth Day Cross, marking out the stations of our Lord's Passion, scheduled for the Friday evening. Father Robert Gendroux organised the event for the last gathering of Catholic youth in Toronto, Canada, in 2002. He explained why the cross as a symbol is central to this event.
The Pope wants the World Youth Day to happen so that the kids can meet Jesus Christ. But meeting Jesus Christ doesn't mean to meet him only in his glorious sight, but also to meet him is to meet him on the cross. Jesus saved us with the cross, and his message cannot go without the cross. So the representation of the way of the cross is a very striking event to achieve that goal, and I'm sure that the Pope is delighted that we take the time for that meditation.
And that was Father Robert Gendroux. After his recitation of the Angelus prayer, the Holy Father had a few words to give to the pilgrims gathered beneath his balcony in Castel Gandolfo. The Holy Father said his thoughts and prayers went to the southern Italian city of Bari, where a charter plane crashed this weekend, leaving 13 people dead. The plane was full of holidaymakers from the city who were on their way to Tunisia. The Pope remembered his recent visit to the city of Bari on the occasion of the National Eucharistic Congress and said the families of the victims were in his prayers and the entire community in his thoughts.
I offer cordial greeting to the English-speaking pilgrims.
And with those last words, the Pope greeted the pilgrims in various languages and wished them all a happy Sunday.
Buona domenica, buongiorno. Grazie, arrivederci, buona settimana.